Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
The Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your new Mercedes-Benz today. By New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, online at nycb.com. And by Air Italy, round-trip flights starting from 6:47 from JFK to Milan. This will be the last regular season appearance by Aaron Boone this year. He has guided the Yankees to the postseason. He's an inch away from locking up home field in the wild-card game, which will be 1 week from tonight, and unless something very strange happens at Yankee Stadium. So now it's about injuries and decisions for the manager, and he joins us now. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
All right. Injuries first. I'll start with your shortstop, Didi. I gather this is we've had positive news the first couple of days after the news about the injury. Sounds like he's making strides.
He is, and he saw the doctor, the hand specialist today, that cleared him for baseball activity. So he just got through actually hitting in the cage, hit off the tee, soft toss, face. Coaches throwing to him, and then went outside and did his ground balls and throwing and stuff, and everything went well with that. So a really good first step getting back into the baseball thing, but now we'll just see how he responds, you know, continue to listen to the doctors and hope it continues to trend in this way.
Do you think you need to play him in another regular scheduled game before the playoffs?
That would certainly be the hope. You know, hopefully we're in a position to do that this weekend. But I would say as we sit here right now, we're too early to determine that. If everything goes well through today and he responds, he'll hit on the field tomorrow, do more ground balls before our day game, and then hopefully continue to progress. But we'll kind of listen to the doctors on this, and hopefully that'll be the situation. But I'd be speculating sitting here now.
Hicks, what's his situation?
Hicks, we think's just about good to go. He actually hit also today. He'll go out tomorrow with Didi before and hit and run the bases, and then kind of probably plan on him being back in the lineup Friday in Boston.
Are you past the point where you're worried about Judge?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I feel like he's doing really well, bouncing back, recoveries in great shape. So, and I feel like the at bat quality's been really strong. So. I feel like he's in a good place moving forward.
Is Chapman your closer a week from tonight? Can you say that now?
No, I wouldn't say either way. I wouldn't. We'll kind of continue to play that by ear. Obviously, most of our back end guys that you consider that, and Britton's kind of slotted into that role more right now and is throwing the ball really well.
I mean, can Chapman show you, if he shows you some Chapman-like performances, you'll elevate him, or are you still about him?
I would say still uncertain. I feel like his last two outings have been good, and I feel like he's building momentum. He's doing a pretty good job of bouncing back, but we'll continue to have those conversations amongst coaches, also with Aroldis, and hopefully keep all our guys ready in any kind of situation.
We're talking with Aaron Boone. Do you consider it a possibility that you would go a bullpen game rather than a starting pitcher in the wild card game? Is that something you guys are even seriously contemplating?
I would say that would surprise me.
Okay.
Now, you could see one of our starters start the game and pitch really well, and there could be an earlier hook than you would normally expect to see a guy come out of the game.
I almost expect that in that kind of game. So, I mean, first sign of trouble kind of game, which is like seventh game of the World Series kind of game. So I expect that. But I also didn't think, although there'd been rumors about this the last couple of days that you guys were contemplating this, I couldn't see you want to go that deep with your relievers that you'd go nine innings with your relievers.
Yeah, no, I don't see that happening.
Okay. Have you in your mind, or has your hierarchy with your blessing made your decision on who the guy is to start the game?
No, and I would say we're in the very early stages of even considering that, because we've kind of been consumed with trying to win games right now and trying to do all we can to make sure this game is at home. So, you know, this week could still play out a certain way, and if we're playing meaningful games this weekend, that could kind of affect who we end up going into that game with Wednesday. But hopefully, if we're able to get this thing wrapped up, we can kind of plan it out exactly how we want through the weekend, get the guys the kind of work that we want that would put them in line to pitch that Wednesday. But I would say right now, all things are still on the table.
If you were being honest, can you tell me the guy you want, you know, in your head, the guy you want to pitch that game?
No.
No, you really don't. Okay.
I really don't. I feel like there's a strong case to be made for all three.
Is Severino still in the mix?
Yes.
He is. Okay. Because it's been a thought recently that it's now come down to happen. Tanaka, you still consider Severino a viable possibility for that game?
Absolutely.
Okay. So all three are in the mix. And is there, let's say, you guys are very close now to locking this up. With that being the case, if you can do that comfortably the next couple of days, would you be more prone to announce that early, or is this something that's going to go into next week?
I think it's possible that if we got this thing done and we were able to kind of move our pitches around how we wanted to over the weekend in Boston, I would say it would start to become a little more clear, possibly. We'll just see. Those conversations that we've had so far, you know, kind of casually, just, you know, different guys' thoughts that kind of change and evolve each day, I would say we will get down and earnestly hash that out and hopefully have a decision, you know, at some point this weekend, if indeed we do wrap it up early.
But you believe it will be a start. It will be a start. One of the three starting pitchers.
I do believe that. Yes.
Okay. And it's fair to say you don't know who your closer is in that game. I mean, you're still considering Chapman the closer as a possibility, or has he now been ruled out as the closer?
No, I'd say it's possible.
Okay.
You know, I would say Britton is very much a possibility. And,
right.
And frankly, you know, even Dellin and Robertson,
okay,
you know, could factor in that mix depending on how a game unfolds. So, you know, the one thing, that's one area about our club that, you know, you really feel comfortable going a lot of different directions depending on where the game takes you.
Do you expect now, with the news you've gotten this week, and we're talking with Aaron Boone, do you expect Didi to start that game?
I'm hopeful, but...
You're hopeful, okay. Will Torres
hopeful.
Be your shortstop and Walker your second baseman if that's not the case?
Not necessarily. That would be, you know, it might depend on who we pitch. You know, might depend who we think we're going to be facing.
Okay.
Those things would all be considerations for how we'd align.
Gotcha. Okay. And how about the catching situation? You know, there's been a lot of discussion about Sanchez and whether you are comfortable. And you've been in his corner the whole time. Now, he started to show you the bat the last day. He finally broke out with a couple of big hits. You've been adamant that he'll catch the game. Are you still as adamant that he'll catch the game?
I am. Okay. You know, we've got five games to go, so hopefully, you know, last night for him is the start of him breaking out offensively. We feel like, without question, you know, there's been those bumps in the road defensively, those lapses in the course of a game, a time or two or three in a game that we absolutely need to clean up. But we also think it's important to address what we're seeing, and that's – we're seeing a ton of good behind the plate from him as far as game calling, receiving, the way he eliminates and really slows a running game. He's doing a lot of really good things. Now it's upon us and him to really clean up those occasional lapses he has had here. But we feel like if, you know, we're a team that can win a world championship, his ceiling and what he brings, not only defensively at his best, but certainly when his bat is going, he gives us that best opportunity.
Aaron, how many of his pass balls are him, and how many of his pass balls are him getting crossed up?
I would say I don't know the exact number, to be honest.
What would you say, ballpark? 50-50?
I would, a little 50-50. Okay. But the bottom line is, you know, that's on us as
right,
well.
It can't
as,
happen.
I mean, the
it can't happen.
To,
we know that.
Exactly. Like, right. I mean, you know, a cross-up should happen once or twice a year over the course of a long season. But, you know, so those are things we've got to be airtight on, and I feel like we have done a lot to really make sure we address all those issues.
Do you worry at all? Oakland most likely is going to throw right-handed pitchers. They might go bullpen. Who knows what their plans are? We don't know. But if it is a right, as everyone expects, with their considering their staff, do you worry at all about having enough left-handed hitters in the lineup, considering how many of your guys are right-handed? Does that concern you at all, or you don't worry about that?
If we're right, I don't worry about it as much. And hopefully, we're talking about Didi and Aaron Hicks being
in that lineup,
so that helps spaces it out. You have Neil Walker from the left side, possibly in the lineup, possibly as a guy off the bench that you could use.
And then the idea of whether Gaudy plays or not, which is a ticklish one for you too, right?
And then you have Gaudy that factors into that mix as well. So, you know, we feel like if we're fully healthy, we do have pretty good left-handed representation, but there's no question we're probably a tick more right-handed than you'd ideally like to be.
Yeah, you are, and you brought in McCutchen, who's a big-time player who you've kind of treated like a regular since he got here too. So and he's been in the mix also. So there's another guy. So you know, and so I
yep.
mean, you are right-handed historically for Yankee teams, but if they hit, then so be it. And a lot of these guys can hit the ball to right field too, as we know, if they get the right pitch. How do you feel a week out? You still got a lot of decisions. You had a lot of injuries, a lot of things to juggle. How do you feel about things a week out now, knowing the opponent, knowing most likely the game's going to be at Yankee Stadium? How do you feel about things right now?
You know what? I feel like, you know, it's been huge getting some guys back. Hopefully we get a couple of, obviously in Hicks and Didi, if we can get both of them back, then we feel like, you know, in a lot of ways we're whole for one of the few times we've been this season. And when that's the case, we feel like when we're at our best, not only can we match up, but we feel like we can beat anybody anywhere.
So you feel this team might, considering how many pieces you had to put back together, you think this team might hit the playoffs in decent shape?
I do. I do think there's a realistic chance of that, yes.
How big – I consider Chapman a big issue. I just do it. I could see this being a lot more terrifying bullpen if he anchors the back and you think he's himself. Is there – do you think it's even remotely possible that he could be himself by next week? Or is that too much to ask?
No, I do. I think we've seen enough signs that would suggest that might be the case. His last two outings have been good. You know, commanding the strike zone a lot better his last two times. He's had really good results. Now, if hopefully he gets in one of these next two games, hopefully at some point through this weekend, maybe we get a back-to-back out of him. So if we can get two, maybe three more outings out of him to continue to build him up, hopefully he's in a really good place heading into the postseason. And then hopefully, if we can play long enough, he continues to evolve and gets better and better as October unfolds.
How has Sanchez handled all this stuff that's gone on with him this year, in your mind? Has he handled it well?
I think pretty well. I mean, there's no doubt, you know, he's been punched, you know. This game, as I say all the time, this game will get you. This game will humble you. And he's definitely gotten a taste of that through the injuries he's faced, through the struggles offensively, defensively that he's faced. But I also feel like it's made him really, really dive in. And what we're seeing behind the scenes from the standpoint of him getting after it from not only his offensive work, but diving into game plans, diving into, you know, his conditioning and his work behind the plate, I feel like hopefully the struggles that he's had will be something that he'll be able to draw from and ultimately make him a better player, and hopefully in short order.
And I tell you, fans have to understand, and I think they do, that the way the game has changed, and especially towards the way it's changed for starting pitchers, seeing maybe one time through the lineup starting pitches in these wildcard games would not be surprising for anybody, right? I mean, to see bullpens on display very early is not going to be surprising to anybody in any of these games.
No, and especially, you know, when we face Oakland, we kind of expect that. You know, they right. have, you know, that one of their strengths is how deep they are in their pen, and we feel like whoever
and you're capable
they
start, of doing the same thing if you want to. I mean, if you, exactly. I mean, if you were in a bullpen in the fourth inning, that would not be taxing on your bullpen.
Correct.
Yeah, so I mean that's a luxury that you do have. You have both bullpens have plenty of depth, which could make this a game where we're going to see maybe a lot of pitchers in these games. I mean, there's a very good chance that's the case. We could see a whole bunch of pitchers, which is not the game you're used to seeing in a playoff year. You think of, well, someone's going to get a guy who's just going to be lights out. Where you could see a lot of different pitchers in this game.
You could see, yeah, you could see upwards of 15 to 20 pitchers between both sides.
That's amazing when you think about it, but it's yeah. true. It's the way the game is played now. So, I mean, you think of all hands on deck, but this is really the classic all hands on deck game.
No question about it.
You know, and you have to manage it that way. You really do. I mean, you know, two runs is a bit, you know, it's funny. We're sitting there in the game with Severino when he gave up the home run, and the Yankees tied it with the home run that Didi hit. But when you think about two or three runs in the first inning, it's kind of devastating in that kind of game. It just feels like that, you know, because you get behind a couple of runs early, you worry about those kind of games.
Yeah, and most of the teams that will still be alive have the ability to shorten things, you know, especially if they get to the middle innings.
No question. Well, listen, thanks. Next week will be fun. Looking forward to it. Congratulations on making the playoffs in your first year. I should say that, too. So I know that, you know, people don't look at the wild card like they look at a division title, but still you're in the playoffs, which is gives you an opportunity to do great things. You know, you're in the game. That's all you need to do is get in the game. So you're in the game. So congratulations for that.
I appreciate that, Mike. Take care, man.
Thank you very much. Aaron Boone, bye. So the Yankees, and he gave you the scenario. So let's review. Didi, doing better than anybody thought, has been cleared. We'll see if he gets in the game. Hicks, no issues. He'll be in center field for the wild card game. Chapman, you did not get a total clearance where Chapman is the closer. And to me, that does muddle that bullpen a little bit, where it's a different bullpen if you know Chapman's in the back of it. So that does change things a little bit. Judge, he said no issue. He completely disputed the idea of a bullpen by committee to start the game, but did tell you that you could even see the bullpen as early as the third or fourth inning without it being outrageous. So that could be the case. And he told you that Severino is still in the mix, and they are not yet even made any real serious headway on who will start the game among Tanaka, Severino, and Happ. So that's updated to the minute. And he tells you, folks, and he has been adamant about this, and I don't think he's lying, that Sanchez is going to catch that game. The way he sounds, he's not even opening the door to Sanchez not catching that game. He sounds like Sanchez is catching that game. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.